You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element. The home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. It's a beautiful, cold Sunday night. And yeah, I'm hanging out here at the studio, you know, I'm just going to entertain you tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's a great Sunday. Hey, you know, last show was really great. We had Dirty Laundry on, and that was really interesting because we got to hear about how to, you know, create a business and how to come up with a good concept and how to just really wing it and, you know, take it out of the box, you know, the first time around. And I thought that was really interesting, you know, them coming together, especially with the fact that they have two totally different personalities, but they both really, you know, make it work. You know, Off the Cuff with Val Kilmer was really cool as well, and being able to hear his new things that's going on and all this stuff in his life, which I think is interesting. And, you know, basically rebuilding oneself is consequently something that a lot of people do. You don't have to just be in Hollywood to do that. You don't have to be just Madonna or Puff Daddy Combs or Puffy, whatever he goes by. You don't have to, you know, change your name every couple of years because you're a star. We can all, you know, renew ourselves and come up with concepts and things in our lives that we like to do and really be able to hone in on those things that we love. And that's what's really so important, is just really finding your life path and you know, the true person that you are with the things that you really love without being cornered and pushed into doing something that you might not necessarily want to do. And sometimes, yes, we have to do that to pay the bills sometimes and to get through it, but eventually you get to the other side of that and you're able to make decisions, you know, not based upon just monetary amount anymore, hopefully, based upon what you really love to do. And I was talking to a really sweet woman today, actually, at the grocery store about 2 hours ago. And, you know, she said, you know, hey, I was working, you know, several jobs to pay a mortgage. And I was, you know, working all the time, 18-hour days. And I paid off my mortgage. And now I really like working, though, because I don't have to. It's because I want to. And I thought that was interesting because, honestly, there is some truth to that. I mean, when you have to do something versus when you want to do something, it really changes things and it puts things in a different perspective. And when you want to do something, you really care about it, you truly put your time and effort into it and you make it real. So I think that's really cool. You know, so tonight's topic, different from the last few nights that we've been discussing things, it's going to be, well, you know, it's about family, it's about drama, it's about arguments, and it's about the holiday season. You know, a lot of times, too, we have to deal with the three Ds, the distance, the drama, and the divorce. You know, a lot of times we don't live right next to our family during the holidays, especially it becomes an issue because we're not right there to spend time with them. And consequently, we have to figure out what times we're going to be there, and are we going to be there for Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever holidays you celebrate, if it's Festivus for the rest of us, whatever it is, are you going to be there on that holiday? Are you going to be there the day before? Are you going to be there for the holiday previous? Or are you going to be there every other year? Or are you going to do half day with one, half day with other? You can do morning with some, night with others. You know, the other thing too is, you know, drama. We all have some sort of family drama, whether it's huge, whether it's medium, whether it's tiny. We all have it to some degree. And how we deal with it really defines how we have a quality holiday and the rest of the year for that matter. You know, and also divorce plays a big part in people's lives, especially beginning as children all the way through adult years. You know, your holiday season is different from others that aren't, you know, because you have to have time and divide your time between this and that. And I was actually at an event today. It was really cool. It was called Sofa Jams or something like that. And I actually went there to see a band, some friends that I know, the Justin Kimker show band, JKS, and I was actually talking to Justin about the holidays, and he was saying that, you know, that one of the things that really, as a child, which was kind of difficult to deal with, was, you know, having the divorce and having to pick, you know, go to each other's mom or dad's house at separate times, and, you know, even as a kid, especially when you get a toy and you really want to play with it, and you have to leave that house and go somewhere else at that point in time. And he said that was kind of difficult. And also, you know, playing and hanging out with cousins you know or don't know or like or what have you. But, you know, that plays a big part as well. But, you know, tonight's show is really just dedicated to us, the individuals that deal with the distance, deal with the drama, deal with divorce. And, you know, the way I see things a lot of times is there's a lot of things that we have to work through. There's a lot of things we have to deal with. And it becomes easier when you know some facts and some basic family laws. And so we're going to go into that in just a second. But first, this part of this film, this segment, really just makes me laugh and kind of brings it all full circle when we deal with arguments and family and families asking a lot of questions and drama and just dealing with things that just upset you during the holiday season.
Hey! If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, f***less, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol?
I was actually looking for some Tylenol earlier tonight. I have a headache. It's pretty bad. It's kind of splitting. But if we all listen to that, it is hilarious. And I know everybody's heard that from Christmas Vacation. And it is so funny. And the whole family's there. And this is particularly about Frank Shirley, his boss. And so it's a different scenario. We all have bosses sometimes that we, you know, have arguments with. But we also have it with family during the holidays. And sometimes, like you can hear, the holidays can bring out some of the worst of times. And kind of we lose our cool. We seem to lose our sanity, and we seem to lose our cool. And those are things that I want you not to lose this holiday season. So tonight's show is going to be about helping you and anybody that you know stay sane and happy and aware of your feelings, basically all the time for that matter. You know, so first things first, you know, we didn't pick our family. And a lot of times, you know, we all kind of make jokes about that. But because we didn't pick our family, they all have different personalities. And when you see the world differently, you also, you know, hear things differently. And you also take things in a different, and just in a different thought process. So, you know, when you pick somebody to date or you pick your friends or whatever, you usually pick them because you have something in common. You know, like, you get along, you like the same things, you know, things seem to be kind of easy, it goes together, it flows, wow, you know, Cindy and I became really close friends because we both really respect animal rights, and we really get along, and we do this and that, and we have a lot of the same values, whereas sometimes you can have family members, on the other hand, that maybe you don't hunt, maybe hunting to you is murder, maybe you also don't even eat meat, on top of that, and your whole family on one side all hunts, they love hunting. They have all dead carcasses all over the wall. And you know what? It's just against what you like. And so consequently, it kind of upsets you. But the thing is that you didn't get to pick your family. You know, none of us did. You know, right, Bill? You didn't get to pick your family, right? I mean, I don't think Bill and I both either, right?
No. I mean, you know, it's what's the old saying? I mean, you're friends by choice, but your brothers, you know, by birth. So
exactly.
You know, yeah.
You know, you can pick your friends, but you didn't, you know, you didn't pick your sister, your brother, your mom or dad.
Right.
You know, so to me, it's like, that's kind of a big deal, you know, but also, you know, a lot of times we all see things differently. So we might not see eye to eye with our mom or our sister, you know, and it could be an issue.
Right. And you know, especially if you're a child and, you know, the adults in the family aren't getting along and, you know, that's scary, you know, and I think as a child looking at it, I mean, you're wondering, okay, is this my fault? You know, what did I do? You know?
That's totally true. And you know, I think that's why a lot of times parents always say in divorce, right? It's not about you. You know, mom and dad, we just fell out of love and we all love you. But the same thing is the kid still doesn't really realize that it has nothing to do with them.
Oh, I mean, you know, my parents were divorced when I was 8. And and see, my parents said exactly what you just said. You know, it's not your fault, you know, and everything. But, you know, you couldn't tell me that. You know, I carried that guilt around, you know, well into adulthood.
I think most people do. I mean, yeah. I think most children do because the problem with being a child is that we are emotionally at a certain level and we can't deal with that type of emotional load all at one time. You can't, so you basically stuff it away.
Right. I mean, and you don't have that emotional maturity Heck, I mean, a lot of adults don't have the emotional maturity to handle it. Why would you expect a child?
Exactly.
You know, to deal with it. And at least in my case anyway, you know, and children act out and deal with it differently. In my case, I held it in, which is probably the worst thing I could have done because I withdrew from, you know, friends and I didn't get involved in a lot of school activities. And, I held my anger in rather than expressing it and dealing with it. And, that actually affected me, you know, when I got to be an adult and got out on my own.
It does affect you. And I'm glad you touched on that because that's actually a major thing that we're going to be talking about tonight. It's going to be dealing with our emotions and how we deal with it, if we don't deal with it, and what happens when we don't, and then also what happens when we know that it exists and we just try to cover it up at the surface, you know?
Right.
So that's kind of a big deal. And I know there's a lot of people out there listening that realize that alcohol can only help so much when you're trying to, you know, push back those emotions that you had when you were 5 or 8, you know, and it never got easier. And then unfortunately, we as kids that we grow up, we bring those issues into our relationships and those become problematic. So, you know, for example, let's say like your father cheated on your mom and that's what happened. You know, you might have issues if you're a daughter, you might have issues when you're trying to get married to somebody. You might think that every man is cheating or every man has the potential of being just like your dad and messing you over just like your mom was done to you. So there's a lot of things that we harbor. And that's another issue we'll be talking about later on in the hour is that when you're dealing with things, that's actually an argument with somebody, but the argument's not really about them. It's something completely different, and it's something that we all do to a degree. So later on in the hour, you got to keep us on 570 AM, keep us on KLIF.com, or keep listening on iHeartRadio. We got Cynthia Smoot with Out and About with Cynthia, and we're going to take some calls tonight on 888-787-5543. Again, 888-787-5543, and you can call in about really anything. We're discussing family, drama, divorce, distance, arguments, and dealing with people that you didn't pick, dealing with your family during the holiday season or any time for that matter. So we'll be back here in a couple of shakes.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.